The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi, this is Tom Sohn, and welcome to a bit of a ranty episode of The Anonymous Landlord. Because Boris has just announced we're going to head into another lockdown. Okay, that sucks. But today, I saw a Facebook post from somebody who was complaining about other people panic buying at shops while she was shopping at the shops. So that made me think, well, hang on a minute. How do you know that other people aren't just shopping just like you are? You can't complain about other people shopping while you're shopping. It would be the same as me complaining about too much traffic on the road while I'm in my car. Or having a go at people that use Facebook too much and using Facebook to complain about it. So I just wanted to say, you can't start complaining about other people doing the same things that you are. That's just crazy. It just doesn't make any sense. So how can I link this to property and business? Well, look, let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure that most of the most successful people on the planet, the top business people, the most successful property investors, they all worry about things they can control and they calculate things they can't control. They build it into their calculations and they put their efforts on the things that they can control. And it's the same here. We've gone into lockdown. There's nothing we can do about that. We're governed on things like that. So why don't we look for the opportunities that that presents? There may well be properties and owners of properties that need to sell quickly. There might well be people that are now going to struggle financially and need an exit route from the ownership of their property. There might be landlords who have tenants that can't pay their rent, and therefore the landlord can't afford to pay their mortgage and need to sell the property, otherwise it will go to auction and they'll lose thousands of pounds. Now, those things will happen anyway, right? And a lot of people, I've heard people criticize investors and business people before for capitalizing on opportunities. Well, let me put it to you like this. If a landlord is going to lose a property because the tenant can't pay rent and they can't afford to pay the mortgage, if they're going to lose the property anyway, then either somebody's going to buy that property or it goes to auction and somebody's going to buy that property and the landlord ends up losing even more money. So why not you? Why can't you invest in that property? Save that landlord. Save that tenant if you're going to carry on renting it out. And also make a bit of profit because you're investing. What's the point in investing if you're not going to make profit? It's the same in business. If you're a business owner and because of lockdown, your business isn't able to operate, what can you do? It might be a different way of making £100 a day. It might be a different way of making £10,000 a day. It doesn't matter. Because the most successful business people and the most successful property investors, in fact, the most successful people in anything, they concentrate on what they can do and they calculate what they can't do. Now, I know in my business, when lockdown hit, I immediately saw that the estate agency kind of stopped. People weren't allowing viewings. Other people weren't wanting to sell. So therefore, the sales market kind of stopped. So I knew that was going to happen. So I concentrated on two things. Number one is I started looking for things that I can do. I focused on what the opportunities were going to be, and I ended up buying a few properties, some really, really good properties. I ended up launching a few little side ventures, which are proving very successful. And I calculated, and the second thing I did was I calculated the things I can't control. So I worked out what my sales department needed financially to carry on ticking over. And yes, there was a bit of support from the government, of course there was, same for every business owner. But I calculated that, and that enabled me to focus on what I can control, which is growing business, generating opportunities, capitalizing on opportunities, and trying to drive some extra revenue from other places to try and look after my estate agency. Because the estate agency was a point at that particular moment in time that I couldn't control. We went into lockdown, I can't control that. The estate agency practically stopped, I can't control that. But what I can control is the calculation to be able to forecast that. How much money would I lose if I just did nothing? How much money would I lose if I did something? That's what I did. And this whole point is all about the common mentality of people who complain and people that take action. And as I'm saying this, I know full well that there are half of you that will complain about things that are outside of your control, and there will be half of you that will take action. There's some of you that will complain and take action. Fair enough. Do you know, I saw somebody take a picture of a queue at B&Q. They were in the queue at B&Q and they took a photo of that queue and complained, calling people stupid and saying, "What the hell are you doing?" while they are in the queue for B&Q. They were complaining about other people that were in the queue for B&Q while they were in the queue for B&Q. I find that crazy. If you want to go to B&Q, and so does everybody else, but B&Q are only allowing a certain number of people in the store, then of course there's going to be a queue. And you just have to queue up. If you want to go to B&Q, you have to queue up. Simple as that. Or you can spend your time complaining about it and not actually do anything. So for me, as it happens, the guy that took that photo is a reasonably successful person. So, you know, maybe he's the complainer and take action kind of guy. I don't know. But anyway, so my point is for you, everybody listening to this right now, we all complain about things. We all have things that we complain about, right? But people complain in different ways. There are some people that just complain from a perspective of hopelessness and a perspective of being a victim, that everything's unfair and that's not right for me, that's out of order on me, something else is the problem, not me. Now, you can be the problem, but that's okay as long as you do something about it, right? And what I guess I'm getting to overall is, let's all, as a country, as a collective, let's start focusing on the things that we can control. Everybody has different difficulties in life, in business, in investing, in parenting, everywhere. Everybody has difficulties. So we all need to recognize that we are currently a country, actually a globe. We're a world in difficulty right now. And there has been difficulties in the world before, and there will be again. But what are you going to do? Are you going to curl up and be a victim of those difficulties? Or are you going to win? Are you going to be a victor of those difficulties? Are you going to overcome those difficulties and capitalize on them and make the world a better place? Make your life a better place? Make your children happier? Make your life and your family and your friends happier? Or are you just going to curl up and become a victim of life? Life is tough. Life is tough. And it always is, and it always will be, and it always was. And it's never been harder than it is today, and it will never be easier than it is today. There is no change. It's all just relative. You go back to the war, and those people that were in the war had it ridiculously tough. And that was tough for them in that time. But they adapted, they coped, and some people were victims, some people were victors. But Now we have difficulties and they're relative difficulties. Some people stress about things that other people don't. It doesn't matter whether you agree with their stress or you disagree with it. Some people have stresses and worries and concerns and fears and insecurities. I know someone who panics when there's a lack of milk in the house. And that to them is a big problem. To me, that's not a problem, but other things are problems. So we all have to recognise, number one, that we are all in difficulties. We cannot sit around and be victims of difficulties of life. We can get up and we can take advantage of what opportunities are presented to us. We can either sit down and complain, get on Facebook, get your little group together and moan, criticize other people. Or we can accept the things that are outside of our control and we can go after the things that we can control and we can make the most of the things that we can control. We don't worry about the things that we don't have. We worry about the things that we do have. And we turn the things that we do have into more things that we do have. Because you can't do anything with something you don't have because you haven't got it. So you can go and get it if you really want it, or you can sit around and complain. So that's my little rant. And that's the way I feel about things. I do believe that you can really focus your efforts on the things that you can control, and you can really focus your calculations on the things that you can't control. Right? There you go. That's what I'm going to teach my children. I'm going to teach them both to go after the things that they can control and to really put your effort into growth and maximize every opportunity and optimize your life. And if you do that, you're in control of it. Because those things that are outside of our control, they're out of our control. We can't do anything about them. And my kids, Harrison and Mason, are learning that lesson now. Life is awesome if you want it to be. If you look at difficulties in a different way and you expect difficulties. Do you know, in business, I heard someone say that your reward for solving a problem is another problem. And that's the same in life, right? Hands up, who has ever had no problems ever? I bet none of you can put your hands up honestly and say that you've never had an issue in your life. You've never had a concern or a worry or a fear or a challenge or ever felt pressured or stressed or distressed. None of you. Nobody. Not on the planet. So we all, as human beings, we have a duty to go after the things that we can go after and change and control and maximize on and optimize on. That's what life is. Survival and growth. Survival and growth. And I would also tell you to start surrounding yourself with more people that are winners, more people that go get and go after things. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter whether you want to be the best violin player in the world or you just want to be a good violin player, or whether you want to be a footballer or a basketball player, a business owner, a property investor. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is you want to do, you can go and do it. You really can. Or if you believe you really can't, then you won't. You won't do it. But here's another little thing. You will, I promise you, you will only do the things that you really want to do. If you're one of those people that has a gym membership and you never go, that's because you don't really want to go to the gym. Right, now that could be because of an insecurity. It could be because somewhere deep inside you are a bit lazy. Now we're all just human beings. We all have characteristics and traits. For me, for an example, I've got a gym membership. I go quite a few times. Well, not as much as I could. That's laziness. I make excuses. Because really what I want is someone to give me a great body, someone to give me great fitness and health. But I know that that's impossible. But I don't sit around and complain about it. I get up and go and do something about it. I go for a run, I go to the gym, I do something. Now, I don't do as much as I could, absolutely not, but that's because, that's why I'm not chiseled like Chris Hemsworth or someone like that. That's the way life is. But I tell you what I am, is I'm becoming more and more successful in my business, in my life, in my parenting, in my family life, because that's what I can control and I'm putting all my effort into it. And I will always put my effort into those things. And I urge you, if you're listening to this, to pick up those things, put them in your mind of what you really want to achieve, right? If you're saying to yourself, I really want to achieve great wealth, I really want to achieve great fitness and health, I really want to achieve the love of my family, go get it. Go get it. Now think, who can stop me from doing those things? Who can stop you from going to the gym? Who can stop you from working out, going for a run, doing some exercise? Who can stop you from doing 20 press-ups a day, 20 sit-ups a day, 20 squats a day? Who can stop you from doing that? I know the answer, but I want you to answer it. Now, if you want great wealth, who can stop you from making money, making profit? Nobody. Nobody can stop you but you. You are the only one that can stop you from doing those things. Now, there's a big difference between stopping somebody from doing it and somebody having challenges while doing it. Yeah, there's challenges from going to the gym. It's hard work. There's challenges from getting up, going for a run. It's tough. It's a big difficulty. I know it. If I sit on the sofa and I've got Netflix on or something like that, and I think, I want to get up and go for a run, something in my brain says, oh yeah, but then you'll have to have a shower, then you'll have to have a, you know, then you won't be able to watch this, oh, I can't be bothered, I'm too tired, I don't want to be achy in the morning. Just going through the Hindhead Tunnel, by the way. What a feat of engineering. Do you think when they built this tunnel, they thought, no, we can't do it? No! They thought, yes, we bloody well can do it. Let's do it. Now, what I'm trying to get across to everybody here is the same rule that you can follow for yourself in everything that you do. Yes, you can, or no, you can't. You are right. Whatever way you think about it, whatever it is you want to do, and whatever it is you want to do, if you believe that you can do it, then you will. If you believe that you can't do it, then you won't. And then the last thing I mentioned there was in your family life. So let's put it like this. If you want your kids to love you and you want your family to love you and you want to love them and you want to share that family feeling and you want to be happy in your family and you want your family to be happy, then you can do that. You can have that. I know people that have relationships where, you know, with kids as well, they've got their wife or their girlfriend or whatever that they don't really do anything for and they constantly bicker with each other. Now, that's, I don't know what I'm talking about there. I don't know what I'm talking about, but what I guess I'm going for is you can. If you want to have a loving family relationship where everything is 50-50, everything's shared and everything's equal, then you can have that. If you want to have real happy kids, fit, healthy, happy kids, you can have that too. But not if you sit around complaining about what you want and not actually doing anything about it. Because those things are within your control. Lockdown is not in your control. So that was a rant. It turned into a bit of a speech, I suppose. Just off the top of my head while I'm on my way to Newcastle here. I completed on two houses on Friday, so I'm just going up to collect the keys. And buzzing, absolutely buzzing. They're my first properties that I've bought up there. One of them's got potential to build another house, so I'm going to get that priced up. But anyway, look, those things are in my control. Huh? They're in my control. I bought these houses during lockdown because they came up as opportunities and I took it. Anyway, right, I'm going to leave it at that. And I hope somebody got something from that. And there'll probably be people that will listen to that speech and complain about it and tell me I'm full of shit. Fair enough, maybe I am. But you know what? What am I in control of? I am in control of being able to say these things and share them with people in the hope that somebody who's currently a bit concerned and a bit stressed and a bit nervous and scared about everything that's going on, if I can even help one person just say, yeah, do you know what, Tom, you're right. Let's do this. I can do this. I don't have to make a £10,000 a day. If my business has stopped trading, what do I need? What do I need? It might work out to be a couple of hundred quid a day. Now it's a little bit different, isn't it? Now you can work out, right, I need to earn £200 a day. What do I need to do to make £200 a day? What support is there from the government? What support is there from my loan providers, my mortgage providers? What support is there from my utility companies and my credit card companies and my other suppliers of other things? Will Sky TV enable me to pause that contract for a few months? My mobile phone, I do know that mobile phone providers were offering that. Means you can still use it in what with Wi-Fi. It just means you don't have to pay your bill. So there are ways that are within your control that you can optimize, maximize, capitalize. There are opportunities for you. Start out with looking after you. Start out with looking after yourself. It's like they say on an airplane, you've got to put your oxygen mask on first and then other people's. Why do they say that? Well, it's because if you don't put your oxygen mask on and you try and help other people first and then you faint because of lack of oxygen, then you can't help anybody. So put your oxygen mask on first and then help other people. And it's the same in business. This is going to sound really harsh, but it's not. It's actually not if you really analyze the meaning of this. You put your own oxygen mask on first and then you put everyone else's on. It's the same in business, because if you are the business owner, you are the entrepreneur, you're the one that creates business, you sort yourself out first, get yourself safe and tidy, no problems for yourself, and then you fix your staff. Then you help your staff. Because if you don't sort yourself out first, then you're not going to be in a position to help your staff out. Now think about it. You might go and investigate what ways you can come up with to help yourself financially, and then you can suggest the same things that you've researched for yourself, you can suggest the same thing for your staff. You can protect your business using whatever support is available to you, and then you can help your staff. And again, I don't really know where this episode is going, if I'm honest with you. It started out where I saw a Facebook post where someone was complaining about people shopping while they were shopping. Unbelievable. And it all kind of comes about from this latest lockdown that has been announced. Now, I, for one, I'm not bothered. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. I just think this is going to be another opportunity to see opportunities. So if you want to join me on that, then join me on that. I'm going for it. I'm going to have a look and see what opportunities there are. And I'll give you a few examples. At the beginning of lockdown, or the first couple of months of lockdown, of the original lockdown, I invested in some shares. I invested in Facebook shares. And they rocketed up in price. And I made a lovely little profit out of that. I invested in a couple of other things. I won't go through them all now, but I invested in a couple of other things where they were really low in share price and they rocketed up. So there was a couple of opportunities. I bought a few properties because of the opportunity that lockdown presented. So again, you can either crumble, worry, complain, Or you can carry on worrying, but you can do something about it. You can focus on the things that you can control and calculate the things that you can't. What else did I do? I launched a couple of side business ventures. Now, I won't tell you about them now, but I certainly will do because they're going to be brilliant. I'm so excited to be able to share them with you. I think they're going to help a lot of people. And I'm really excited about that because just that reward, for me, it's all about recognition and validation. You know, recognition that I've launched a good product, or recognition that I have a good company, or that I'm a good businessman, or that I'm a good helper. People that, kind of appreciate what I do. That, for me, is a real buzz. And that plays on an insecurity. Of course it does. Everybody plays on insecurities. That's the way we live. That's how our personalities are made. But validation as well. It's like about being accepted as a businessman. Being accepted as a property owner, as a father, as a husband, as a family man, as a golfer. You know, if I mess up on the golf course, my immediate feeling is a bit of embarrassment that people think that I'm not a good golfer. So, you know, everybody is built by their own insecurities, their own strengths and their own weaknesses. You can either choose to accept those or you can hide from them. I chose to hide from them for a number of years, and now then a few years ago I chose to accept them and work with them. And now everything I do, it's going to sound really weird by the way, but everything I do is in search of recognition and validation. Now I don't mean in a needy way anymore. It's now I just understand that I get my biggest reward when I'm recognized as a successful person or a business person or a good golfer. And I'll give you a little funny thing. I play my best golf when I imagine that feeling of everybody saying, "Great shot, Tom." I imagine that before I play the shot and I play my best golf. That doesn't work every time, but it's the same as now when I launched my little side business ventures. I start thinking about the reward at the end of it of people saying, "Oh, that's brilliant. That's a really good project. It's a really good service, a good idea, a good product, a good business." That's why I do it. Anyway, all of that goes back to the same thing, doesn't it? You might be scared, you might be worried about lockdown, and that is insecurities playing with you, controlling you. That's your insecurities. So, okay, what am I actually worried about? Let's have a think about it. So you might be worried about lack of freedom. You might be worried about your job prospects. Or why are you worried about your job prospects? Is it financial? Okay, great, let's go and get some different money from somewhere else. Is it job security? Okay, great, let's go and get job security. Let's go and check out some other places that are recruiting if we need to. Anyway, your insecurity are your insecurities. And you just accept those and you take action. And you hit your difficulties hard. Because let me tell you this, life never gets easy. You know that thing that you will definitely do when things settle down a little bit? Maybe it's give up smoking. Maybe it's stop drinking. Maybe it's go on a better diet. Maybe it's lose 2 stone. I want to lose 2 stone. Will I? I don't know. But whatever it is, like that giving up smoking, giving up drinking, going on a diet, doing all those things, you say to yourself, "Do you know what? Yeah, I will do those. I'll do it when things settle down a little bit." Well, let me tell you a secret. Things never settle down. There is never a better time than now to do something that you want to do. Never. Doesn't matter whether it's in lockdown. Doesn't matter whether we're out of lockdown. There is never a better time to do something than now. Things won't get easy. In fact, things will probably get harder. Because as we get older, we take on more responsibility. And as we get older, our bodies start aching and we start putting on a bit of weight. But you know what? We can do something about it. And we should do something about it. Because we're not victims of life, are we? We're absolutely not victims. Nothing is out to get you other than you. You are the only person who can wake up in the morning and say, ah, I'm going to make my life better today. Nobody on the planet is going to wake up tomorrow morning and think, I'm going to make Tom Soane richer today. Nobody, except you. So remember this. Worry about the things that you can control and calculate the things that you can't control, and you will make a better life for yourself and your family and your friends and your staff. And that's just one more thing, isn't it? If you can get that bit right and you can be the best version of yourself at that one thing, then you can be the best version of yourself at everything. And my name's Tom Soane. And yeah, I'm the anonymous landlord. And yeah, I'm a good businessman. And yeah, I'm a good property investor. And yeah, I'm a good golfer. And yeah, I'm a good dad. And yeah, I'm a good husband. Yeah, I'm a good friend. And yeah, I am going to carry on succeeding and achieving. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.